This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here to be recapping Good Trouble, Season 1, Episode 10. We're going to be also playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble. And of course, we have a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Like I said before, we are recapping Freeform's Good Trouble, Season 1, Episode 10, titled Rebirthday. We got a lot of great storyline with Davia tonight. And of course, we have a very special guest. He puts a wrench in every situation. Can we trust him? Can we not? He plays Ben on Good Trouble. Please give a warm welcome to Ken Kirby.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here on the ESPN of TV Talk.
That's right.
Yeah, you are.
You did your research. I appreciate that.
Yes. I'm staring at a sign that says it as well.
that also
just in
helps.
Case I forgot
right.
the slogan.
Exactly. Well, thanks again for joining us. We're excited to talk about Ben, and we're hoping to get some information out of you and what it's like to be on the show. So we cannot wait to talk about all that and more. Recap the episode, play a game. We're going to be highlighting a woman in mainstream media, tech, or politics that's killing it and deserves recognition, predictions, questions for Ken, all that and more. So make sure to stay tuned for the full after show. I'm also joined by the unapologetic Shay Jones.
I mean, hey guys, how you doing?
And the beautiful Taylor Gates.
Gosh, thank you so much. What's up?
Thank you.
Sometimes I can get beautiful.
You're beautiful
I'm just
too.
Saying.
But your whole brand is that you're unapologetic.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
I love it. Only because I love birthdays, and this one day gets to be about you. Even though Davia took it to a way higher level than I've ever celebrated my birthday. And then we got a lot more about her relationship with Jeff, her mom, you know, throwing a wrench into things, and Dennis. I liked it.
Yeah.
And then Malika and the Alice kiss is everything.
And the what?
The Malika and Alice kiss.
Oh, okay.
Was everything.
Yes, absolutely.
I know Davia kiss. That was up.
There was lots of kissing.
There was a lot of kissing. Yeah. There was so many, like, coupling of
I
kisses.
Know. How many diseases do you think were spread after tonight, Ken?
I don't know. The show should be sponsored by Trojan. I think it is. You should look into it.
You should look into
or
it.
You should look into it.
Oh, wine.
Or
yeah.
wine. Yeah, we talked
or
about
both,
that.
Both, honestly.
I know.
Very two staples of this show,
safe
for sure.
Safe sex and free alcohol. So yes. That's great.
Yeah, keep season three is going to be in a brewery.
I love
yes.
it.
Set plays. That are, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but Davia is one of those people who demands a lot of attention. She really loves being the center of the, you know, in the spotlight. And so I was like, man, she's just like, just soaking up all this attention. And you guys were like, oh yeah, well, it's her birthday. I'm like, but what's her excuse every other day of the year? Like,
her personality.
Right.
But she obviously still has feelings for Jeff. And she's struggling with how to handle that. She ends up calling him. Dennis punched him and told him not to come back type of a thing. And Taylor, were you excited to see her kind of start to move on finally and tell him to leave?
Absolutely, because I think she deserves a lot better. And I want her to get someone that will treat her right and treat her with respect and not just kind of keep stringing her along, like, because it's not a good situation. Like, if you're married, but then we get at the end, he says he's leaving his wife. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah, I don't know if that was just for him to, like, say something to kind of still get busy or if he really means
right.
that. We've seen him act like he wants to leave her before. I don't know if I believe.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
It's all words to me. I'm sorry. It's all just you saying what you think I want to hear just so you can get something I can leave again and go back to my wife. That's all we're here for.
Yeah. I mean, there is something interesting, you know, with relationships. I think the show really totes a nice line in between the complications of a relationship. I mean, he is – anyone who is doing that while married innately has to have some internal kind of, you know, conflict about what they feel is right and wrong, and something's broken in them at some point. So it's like getting to the bottom of that if you even care to. But, you know, it's deep. It goes deeper.
It really – yeah, absolutely. And seeing Dennis try to help save her in her situation in a sense when he's struggling with his own things and feels like he doesn't have enough self-respect for himself. When she said, I'll start respecting myself when you do you, or something along those lines. And I was like, oh, that's so true. He's over here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're trying to play the hero when in reality he needs to look in the mirror because he's just as hurting, just as hurt and just as messed up as she is.
Yeah, they're such, they have such an interesting dynamic to me because like they do obviously deep down care about each other, even though they kind of like try to play it off like they're they're frenemies in a way, and it can be a little bit toxic in the way that they kind of do throw those like really low blow shots at each other. But I think deep down there is like a definite friendship and caring about each other, but they're both just like kind of ruthless towards each other, so the way they show that is like a little bit like, oh, like it pains, it hurts to watch.
It's not the healthiest, but you know.
I know it's not.
What I like about their friendship frenemy thing is the fact that they are also the only two people who could actually say that to each other and get that person to be like, okay,
you're right,
like
you're
take a look back at myself.
Right, it's like their counterpart calling them out. They have to, you have to listen to your adversaries, you know, even though you don't want to hear it. You're like, okay, there's something underneath that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, because they really do have that open honesty with each other. And if anyone else told them that, I feel like they would like smack them across the face and be like, nope, I'm not listening to you. But the fact that it's both of them and that they know that they are kind of on the same playing field, and they both are very outspoken and don't really take a lot from other people. I think that that's why they're able to speak to each other in that way. But our other storyline was Gael and Callie and Brian and that whole love triangle, which we talked a lot about last week with Michael Galante, so make sure to check out that interview. But it kind of broke my heart for Brian again. We weren't Team Brian for a long time just because he seemed like he was very manipulative and just like he wanted to win and it wasn't about like the relationship,
right?
But then after he wanted to go exclusive with Gael, and then you can just tell it really hurts him that he doesn't think that he's the first choice and that Gael only went to him because Callie was kind of done in a sense.
Go ahead.
No, it's back to that relationship thing, you know. It's in a sense like what Davi is working with Jeff, even on some level. It's like, okay, he's choosing a relationship over the other relationship, and like the same thing is happening in this case where it's like at some point someone will feel it's never fully equal. So even if you're in this open relationship and all that, at some point you spend too much time with this partner, not enough time with this partner, the levels change, it's like I'm not getting enough attention, something, you know. Very rarely I've seen it be just a perfect bliss of, you know, a threesome happening till ever, and they just all raise kids and have kids with each other.
Yeah, I have not seen that. I'm still to see that. We're probably going to get someone like comment a YouTube link of like this family that's made
this
it work.
This is the perfect family.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, all right.
John and Kate plus cool. Eight. No, they got divorced and got back
together. I love that. And then we see Brandon, which we haven't seen him yet, and he is having some problems, man. I have this thing with Brandon. He just seems like he's always in turmoil. It's like he can't ever be happy for himself or his situation, and that carried over into Good Trouble. And I've always wanted to see him kind of have that self-confidence and self-love and not be so
like tortured
soul almost.
And like the beard and the hair and everything, and like he just looked even more like tortured. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Have you been sleeping? What's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. But were you excited to see him back? I know you were.
I like Brandon. I think he's adorable. And only because the beard is just like, okay, he's maturing. That's something you do. Guys grow beards as they get older for some reason. I don't even know why. They just do. They think it makes them look more mature. So, you know, for me, that's like, it's par for course now. He's married. He's driving an Uber, poacher, whatever you want to call it. And he seems happy because he's lonely. Because he's lonely. So, like, that's one avenue where he gets to be around different people and just talk.
That's a good point.
He has that connection with other people.
Taylor.
He's not getting with his wife.
Yeah.
I thought his storyline was, like, a little bit strange in this episode, so I hope we see it again. Because, I mean, I don't know how much people in the Philharmonic make. Like, to be fair, that's something that I'm not aware of. But, like, if you're living in L.A., I would think you would want two salaries coming in. And, like, I know that she wants him to work on his music, but you can do... have a day job and also do that. I don't know. I hope we get Eliza back, too, because I just want to understand why they wouldn't want more than one paycheck.
He could be at In-N-Out. We'll just see him at the drive-thru.
Exactly. That's fine. And it's totally okay. You got to do what you got to do to make money. And even if it's just a part-time job, like, he doesn't, like, he can, like, if you ever have a part-time job, you have plenty of time to still work on your music.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be this full-time extravaganza.
I do get the fact that they're, like, it's interesting because they're playing with, like, you know, expectations and, like, gender roles and things, too, because it's, like, you know, his wife is the breadwinner now. And so it is interesting that they're touching on that. I was just, like, I don't know. I hope we see him back, and I hope we get, you know, that maybe a little bit more developed.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, they're related. He'll be back at some point.
True. And then we're living in L.A. I'm like, come on, you could pop on by every once in a while.
I mean, there's a wine party every night at that place.
Exactly. I know.
And if you're ever feeling lonely, you just come over to my place. We're good. You can find somebody to talk to. Dudes will have an improv class. You can join that.
You could wax his beard. I don't know. We could figure something out.
You could do a lot. Possibilities are endless. But the last storyline I wanted to touch on before moving on to the next segment was Mariana is kind of, without realizing it, leading on Raj, and she do you really think that she knows
know without realize it? She's got to have some feeling, but I don't know. When in a relationship like that, I don't know if you have, like, been in a relationship where you guys where it's like it just feels like this kind of organic thing. Then you're hanging out, and then it's like, wait, well, hold on, and then all of a sudden, like,
yeah, that's the best way to, like, I mean, for me anyway, the best way to start a relationship. But
I mean, that sounds like me and my exes.
What? Yeah.
So, like, me, like, anytime I'm around any of my exes, it's like an organic way of, like, we'll just think like we're in a relationship again, even though we're not.
That's scary.
Like, we don't, seriously, though, like, try. It's like a natural thing. Like, we don't kiss or anything. We just, like, just the familiarity and then the connection of us. It's really weird when it just happens. People will come up to us and be like, you guys make such a cute couple. And we're just like,
We were.
We good.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think she is leading him on, or do you think she is just wanting to kind of take it slow, though? Because I don't know. In some ways, I'm like, oh, maybe she just wants to sort of, like, ease into it. Because, like, you don't want to, like, start that right away, especially in a situation that's as, like, sensitive as working together with all these horrible coworkers.
Bro holes, as they call them.
Yeah, maybe she just wants to have that friendship phase first and... I don't know. I feel like Mariana's a little oblivious to things she does every once in a while. I think this
is one of those occasions. I really do. I don't think she's trying to lead him on because she just had a big blow up. Like, you tried to hit on me. You're messing up, like, my job. So I feel like it's now just a friendship. Like, she really just wants the friendship part.
Do you think, though, that she tried kind of, like, testing the waters there when she's like, well, you know, is it going to make it weird? Like, whenever she was talking about getting a kiss for, like, more points in the game. It's almost like she was saying, is it going to make it weird again? And then she just, like, decided against it and then, like, went and kissed someone else. Do you think she was originally meaning for that to be with Raj? Or do you think she was just totally talking about kissing a random stranger?
I don't know. I think it could be maybe she was originally thinking it was Raj and then it was like, oh, maybe that will make it weird.
Right.
Maybe it's too soon.
She's still thinking about the work. You know, she's definitely, with since all that, and if that's what she's fighting for, I feel like she's trying to do things by the book, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I feel there is a chemistry, like, the chemistry is obviously there, and Raj is so innocent that,
you know, I think
they're so cute.
After his first attempt, he's, like, in his shell, you know, loves hanging out with her, but he's, you know, we'll see.
They have the best ship name, by the way. Mirage is so good.
Mirage.
Oh, my gosh. It gives me, like, all the feels. I loved it.
I think he's such a, like you said, a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm always down to see a good guy get the girl because, like, I'm a good guy and I want to see myself, you know? Like,
right.
I'm just saying, I feel like all these, like, guys that are all bad and they're like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, be a womanizer. They are always the ones that get all this attention. And it's just like, Raj is such a, like, a good guy that's good looking and is going to, like, treat you with love and respect. And I hope whoever he ends up with, that it ends up being something that he deserves because he deserves a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's flawed and layered, and I like that about him. He's not just, like, the perfect guy. Like,
he made mistakes.
He still has stuff to learn, and I like that. I think they both definitely have things to learn.
Yeah. I mean, Speaking of that, Imran Malika and her date, I legit do not know his character name, unfortunately. First of all, he's just really hot. Second of all, can we talk about the fact that he's a genuine guy who's just right. like, I want to know your mind. You got a brother? Like, no, seriously, what kind, like, and she said, what kind of guy wants to know your mind? That's not a question that is normally asked on, like, even on a date. Right. I want that guy. Where is that guy around LA? Please.
He's like, I know your body, but I want to know your mind. And I was like, okay.
I'm like, I'm here for this. Like, this is a generational guy I want to meet. Like, I want that in this generation.
Yeah, I think they're one of my favorite couples, to be honest. Like, there's great. So much chemistry there, and there is so much respect there for each other. And yes. I really appreciate that. And they have such fun banter. Like, it's really yeah. sweet and very, like, hot at the same time.
We were talking about, though, that we think that fourth question that yeah. he got out of her, it was a waste. Like, you're going to kiss anyway, so, like, yes. get another answer.
It felt like the kiss was about to happen. But it was a cute little button, and, you know.
Yeah.
That scene could have got on for an entire 45 minutes.
It could have. It probably did. They just cut. And, yeah. You know. But I want to talk about your character, Ben. But before we do, Taylor, let us know some amazing things that are going on at AfterBuzz right now.
Yes, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us be the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Guys, I read your comments on Wednesday morning like it's like the newspaper. I love hearing what you have to say. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep on enjoying our shows.
Thank you. Thank yes. you for that, Taylor. Beautifully said.
Thank wow. you.
So let's talk about Ben.
All right.
let's get right into it.
This is the segment that I'm here for. So first of all, let's talk about when you first went in to read for the audition.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a self-tape? Did they have you, like, go in person? Like, how did the yeah. audition process work?
It was just, I remember it wasn't like traditional pilot season, because I think this show kind of came about quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, maybe this spinoff will happen, and then the wheels kind of moved, so I think it was around May, I believe, April or May range when the audition came in, and it was like the Foster spinoff. And I remember it was great because it was like an Asian lawyer character and a Harvard grad, and it was something you could really sink your teeth into, and he had a strong point of view. And so, yeah, it was just going in there. And I remember they were pretty intense audition sides, because there was some stuff in there about my family, and, you know, maybe that'll come out later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I was a big fan of, you know, I watch a lot of Suits, and I was just a big fan of, like, those type of shows, and, like, mm-hmm. the pacing and, like, the legal world. And I think they were able to capture a lot of that from our side of the show. It seems like it's carrying over quite well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we just had good rapport in the room, and I didn't hear anything, you know, for a while. But it was one of those ones where I was like, oh, I felt really good in there. I was like, just felt good in the room. And then I was actually, like, walking out to the parking lot, and then I think Deb, one of the casting directors, like, ran out. I was like, Ken, come back in. It's always a good sign when they yell at you in the parking lot.
Right. Come back.
Come back. We need you to do it again some other way. So I came back, and we worked. I think Peter had a couple adjustments, and we did it again. And then I think it was a little bit after that. There were so many characters in this show that they needed to kind of figure out where everything
yeah,
played, absolutely. And then got the call. And yeah, it's been a really awesome, fun project to work on.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys, I love, like, the law office dynamic. I think that everyone in there just has such fun chemistry with each other. What's it like working with all of those amazing actors? Because you're working with some real legendary people in there.
Roger is great. Like, he is just an OG and has, like, done it all. And he's just so fun and has such a great spirit. And he's like, he's kind of like a goof like us. So we, like, you know, me, Maya, and Molly, we would all just, like, kind of, you know, like in between the seriousness, we would kind of goof off to, like, you know, to kind of break this how serious things were sometimes between us. And Roger would just be right there with us. Like, I remember when we shot, I think it was episode four, and we had the big barbecue. It was the outdoor one, the barbecue yeah. one at the judges with the game. And
loved that.
That was such a fun. We literally spent all day shooting just that one dinner barbecue lunch scene, because we had to get coverage, and they were flipping around a bunch. it was just so fun because by the end of it, we were just trying to make each other. We had done the scene so many times. We were trying to, like, you know, spontaneously get other things out of each other. And I remember one time he's supposed to get mad at me when I question that he doesn't know the right answer to the game. And he was like, enough! And he, like, slammed the table really hard. And I literally, like almost fell off my chair. And they didn't use that take. I think it was a bit aggressive. But we all were laughing like in stitches the whole time. So yeah, everyone's really fun on that side, and it's been a pleasure to work and become friends. That's the greatest part of honestly doing like any project is, you know, this one especially is almost everybody, you know, I worked with is like, oh, this would be like a friend of mine for life. You know, and that's a really cool thing to be a part of because that's not always the case. And so I feel it's very much a family, and you got that feel from them, because I think a bunch of people came over even from the, you know, behind the scenes from the Fosters, and it just felt like, oh, this is a family. They're welcoming you in and welcome.
Yeah, that's great. That's honestly the best.
Yeah.
So Arun in the chat wants to know, does Ben have a crush on Callie? And also, will there be another law clerk that comes in?
Oh.
Ooh. Well, even those are answers.
Even if you just tease it. Yeah. Yeah. Those are specific.
You're like, those are very specific.
I mean, people thought, like, when I was walking Callie home or when Ben was walking Callie home in episode 4, that, like, there was something going on.
Right.
His character's so focused on career and becoming, continuing to rise through the ranks of the clerk system and then become, like, a very successful lawyer. And so how much is he willing to be friends with the enemy, so to speak? Because that's kind of what Callie represents. But, you know, Callie is Maya's very attractive girl. So it seems like everyone around her is attracted to her.
Everyone loves her.
Come
on, Ben.
Without answering too much, I can just say that, you know, they have a mutual respect at this point. Whether or not that grows is you'll just have to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love – because I feel like with Ben, it's very – He's like I said, you never really know what he's thinking, but then sometimes it's clearly on your face exactly what you're thinking.
Right.
So it's like, we never really know what you're up to or what's going on in your mind. Do you like Callie? Do you like Rebecca? Or are they your competition? Like, the things that you say are very, you know, like with Rebecca, whenever you were like, oh, that's where you're going to go to school. And then she's like, actually, I got it like offered here too. You're like, oh, like you're not really happy for others sometimes.
Right. Very competitive.
Very competitive. And so for the longest time, I remember on the after show here, we thought, okay, well, maybe Ben and Rebecca are working together and like trying to like throw Callie off. And maybe they have like a friendship or a bond and they're just trying to like make Callie think that they have all this chaos and confusion between the two.
Yeah, because it was definitely – people were like, where is this going? Because, like, Rebecca was throwing her stuff. I was throwing her stuff. And especially in the first couple episodes, you're like, who is really the mass manipulator and what's going on? Because she's – you know, she represented the liberal argument, and we were both kind of just doing whatever we think the judge would want.
Right.
And she was sticking to her grounds a little bit more of what she believes. And so, yeah, I think as it's played out, you're seeing that we kind of need to – band together in moments to get stuff done, especially after the game episode with the judge. It was like, okay, well, it's the judge against us, kind of, it felt like at that point, you know?
Right. Yeah. And so sometimes you're on the same team and then sometimes you're not. And it's very like up and down. But I know that you were saying that you don't really think that Ben's headspace might not be, you know, going towards a relationship right now, or like, because I feel like Ben wasn't even aware that, I think her name was Kate was flirting with you. Because you were just like, oh, hi. You know, like you weren't even thinking about that. And so I hope we see more of Kate. I feel like they're setting it up. You know, maybe she's coming into the law office or the office. We don't really know. But
yeah, I was chatting her up at the bar, I think, in the background there.
Okay, so you did talk to her a little bit.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing, perhaps.
We'll see.
Yeah, but I'd like to see what happens there, because I feel your character needs to not always think just for his professional life. Like, you need to be able to have fun and like have a personal life as well. And so I hope that no matter what happens, I feel like we need to see that side of Ben, which is what we're hoping. So how many more episodes do we have? Three more episodes. So we gotta fit it in quick. So Ben better get busy.
Sprint.
Yeah.
We got the big court. We gotta figure out what happens with all this stuff.
Anxiety. confusion, turmoil.
Yeah, you gotta hand it to the show. They really, like, you know, one great thing about the show is they tackle such, you know, like the Fosters did, but really, all right, let's, first thing we're gonna handle is a Black Lives Matter, and then, like, you know, sexism at the workplace. Just right off the bat, we're gonna go after those two topics. So, you know, it doesn't, the show doesn't really hold punches, which is cool, you know.
The way they handle it, too, is just so, like, respectful, too. It's not like, oh, we're going to talk about this for shock value. Like, the way they handle every situation is beautiful, and props to Good Trouble for that, because, oh, it's just, every week we're always at the edge of our seats. Like, what's going to happen? What are they going to talk about this week?
And but how
are
they going to incorporate?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I am to be watched when I'm watching an episode, I'm telling you. I got things to say.
You've always got things to say.
That's true.
Which is great, because that's why we recap the show. But let's get into our segment, This Girl is Dope. We want to highlight a woman in mainstream media, tech, or politics who deserves some recognition. So, Taylor, take it away.
Yes, this is actually Shay's recommendation. She knew of her before I did, but I did a little research on her. Her name is Mika Hollander. She is the child of the founders of the wellness company Seventh Generation, which I'm sure everyone has seen that in, like, a Target or a Walmart. Just like a health brand. But she actually is the co-founder of a new condom company called Sustain, and she actually has an entire sexual wellness brand that produces 100% organic cotton pads and tampons, as well as vegan and cruelty-free condoms and lube. Like, very, very important, you know, sexual reproduction health and women's rights. And she also is an author who has written guides covering everything from everything under the sun that has to do with reproductive health topics. So, a very, very important issue, and she's definitely changing the game. And she's super young, too. I don't know how old she is exactly, but super young and just,
like,
really killing it.
24, 27. Oh, yeah. Because I just talked about her on my other show. And she also just signed a big deal with Target.
Awesome. So that's amazing. She's to do that so young and to take that initiative. And you've got to be pretty smart to have a brand that's so impactful and, you know, healthy and empowering as that.
Oh, my gosh. She looks like
co-founded
with
her dad. It's her dad and her co-founder, Sustain. So she actually does the whole condom lube with her dad, which is interesting and
that
awesome.
Is very interesting.
And very progressive, I have to say. I think it's awesome.
She also looks like she could totally kill a Pantene ad.
Her hair's amazing.
Incredible.
I love it.
That's awesome. So cool. Well, thank you for that, Taylor.
Absolutely.
I always
She's
love
definitely
seeing...
dope.
Yeah, she definitely is. I always love seeing who you guys are going to bring up each week, and they're always so different. Always so different. But now it is time to play our fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble?
Okay.
For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can obviously see our paddles we have here. For those of you listening to us on the podcast version, we have these paddles. One side says good, one side says trouble. We're going to bring up a predicament in the show, and we're going to all vote and see what we think is which. So, Shay, take it away.
So today's question, since Raj was friend-zoned again, will he be able to win over Mariana, and is it going to be good, or is he going to be able to suffer in trouble?
Ooh. Is he going to, so is it going to be good for him?
Yeah, is it going to be, like, good for him, or just continue to be trouble, because I feel like he's making trouble for himself, just continuously trying to put himself out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Think about it. 3, 2, 1. All right.
Whoa. Okay. This is the second time we're unanimous.
Go Raj. Go get it.
Go Raj. I think
we believe in you.
We really do believe in him. And at first I was like, oh no, this is not going to end well. I do see Mariana kind of warming up to him. And not that anything needs to happen now, but I think that it could lead to something good. And their friendship, whether or not they're going to be together or not, their friendship seems like it's going in a positive direction. So I'm at least happy for that.
I think it's going to be good because I think they're both good for each other. But like Taylor said, I think they need to create their friendship first and be friends and then maybe move on to something. So I think he just needs to just be happy, you know, be friends.
Keep being nice.
Yeah.
Keep being nice.
Yeah, beyond just their friendship, I think that if he continues, like, in this direction, you know, keeps standing up for Mariana and kind of going against the status quo of what everyone on his team is saying, I think he's just going to grow as a person and become stronger, just a better guy all around. So, like, beyond even the relationship, I think it'll be good personal growth for him if he continues the straight and narrow with
shout out
Mariana
to,
as the guide.
To Drew, because we were on the same improv team. So.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's how we met. We were on, like, a Groundlings improv team together. Hilarious.
That's before awesome. The show
so
even started.
Before the show even started, so I was like, Drew! At the table, at, like, the far end, because it's a giant cast. It was just like, okay, at the other end, I'm like, is that true? And I was like, yes.
That's great.
That's so funny.
That's got to be encouraging, too, because, like, everyone is trying to, you know, make it in this business. And whenever you see, like, someone that you know or a friend and you're, like, on this, like, that had to be a cool surprise.
very cool, especially when it's like, oh, we were both like, remember when we were, you know, grabbing coffee and just like, you know, trying to figure it all out, you know, and like just move into the city type of thing. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun to do that. See someone, you know, filming a couple of years later, and many years later now.
It's funny that you guys are like in the opposite storylines too. Like you're both in the different workplaces, which is hilarious.
The only frustrating, the only annoying thing is like we never got to work together because we're just in different worlds.
Season two.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Yes, absolutely. And then I have one that I just came up with. But will Gael and Callie trying to be just friends and work through it as just friends, will that end up being good or trouble?
I'm just going to say it right now.
Okay. All right. So Taylor, Ken, and I say trouble.
I want to be the optimist. Shay? The reason I it's probably going to be so much trouble. However, I can see like the other end of that rainbow. I really can't. I just feel like they can be great for each other as friends and not just in a relationship, because I feel like they both need him to encourage her and her work and her to encourage him to realize that he is a great artist. He's freaking fantastic, and I also feel like he needs that person.
I feel like he's got that with Brian right now.
No, Brian, they broke up. They good.
But did they break up?
I heard we were gonna work out anyway. So,
because that part we were talking during the show and it was a little muffled.
Okay, so anyway, in the chat, if you know, did they break up or stay together? Let me know.
Because we couldn't reverse. Usually we can, you know, go back a little bit, but we couldn't today for some reason.
I'm gonna wait. Even though everybody in the chat just like trouble. But, yeah. Oh, so for Destiny David, she said good trouble.
All right.
So I'll take that. But yeah, solve that problem for us. Did they break up or not? I'm really curious.
Please, yeah.
I was like so ready for Callie and Gael to like make a decision about whether it was going to be Brian and Jamie and like just get the resolve. But now that it happened, I don't feel it's complete. I don't feel it's going to last. I just think that this is going to come back very soon. And it's going to just bring so much more drama than we even had the last time, if that's even possible. Mm. I don't know. Something about it just feels incomplete to me.
I don't know.
There's always polling going on the Good Trouble social, too. It's like between Kaya and Bo's character. It's funny. 64%, 54%, 63%. It's just always like teetering neck and neck.
Seems pretty neck and neck, which is interesting because you would think, I mean, as far as for me, I'm like, Jamie, I'm like, eh. Like, Gael, I'm like, okay, cool, I can see this happening. But, like,
people really like Jamie for her. Yeah.
I've never been quite there for, like, her and Jamie yet. I don't know.
Except for the bathroom scene.
The bathroom scene is cool. That was good. Really
similar professions. similar workplace professions could be simpler. I don't know.
Right.
Or much more complicated.
When they take each other on in court.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine?
I don't write, but maybe.
Season two. Give us the biggest secret of season two right now.
I'm here for that. They say they're still together. However, how long that's going to last is anybody's guess.
Where was this energy when we were talking to Michael last week?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You were all for it last week when we had Michael.
This is the only reason why I switched. Okay.
Well, Michael's not here.
Ken's here now, so we don't have
I switched because this episode, he was like, you said that, you know, Brian used to be manipulative, and he got a little bit like that this week, throwing shade, being the fact that, you know, Gael's bisexual, throwing that into his face a little bit, saying he played both sides. Mm. Just because you're insecure, I get it, but that's not any reason to still manipulate the situation so you can still win and be chosen.
That's actually a good point. That was not an okay comment.
I'm over here like, oh, shoot, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that comment was shady.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
I take back the anger in my comment.
Yeah, that was a little shady. I mean, it was very shady. But I mean, like, I like how the show is not like, oh, it's like blurred lines, you know? Like, everyone's flawed. Yeah.
I will never sing again, don't worry.
Humans are flawed.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, jealousy gets the best of people and they say things that they shouldn't say, but that doesn't make it right. But then that's all part of that gray area. So, I don't know. Will the lines be unblurred? Who knows?
It'll just be a lighter tone of gray.
Yeah. Lighter tone. Kind of whitish.
50 shades of gray.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go. They should have like a whole episode. Well, they did. It was the episode where everyone was just having sex.
Yeah.
So they did the 50 Shades episode.
That was a great episode.
Well, you're just lucky the show's not on HBO because you'd see a lot more than you do, I'm sure.
I know. Yeah. Everyone is just like crazy stuff's going on, and then Ben's just at the office, like, oh my gosh,
just working all the time.
Yeah. How did Callie get the clerkship? Oh my gosh, like,
no, I think it's interesting about Ben though. For me,
like deleting his Tinder, he's like, ah, there's no point. I don't have time.
I think it's interesting because you're always saying, you know, Rebecca, you know, just got her family, but I feel like you never really got to see the other side of her, and like obviously because you didn't know what happened to her,
right?
So I kind of really, I don't know why, I really just want you to know, just so, like your character to know, just so I can see how you would react as your character to that information.
Right.
Because I want to know if that, like, shifts something in you.
Well,
I'm really, that would
don't
be
know
really
if we'll get that chance.
Dang it, I tried.
I hope so.
We hope so.
There's so many things we want to see, you know? Like, there's so many things we want to see, so little time.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's the complications also of such a large world that we have, you know? There's the Callie's workplace, Mariana's workplace, and then back at the Coterie. So it is kind of essentially kind of three shows in one in that sense.
It's,
if you do,
crazy.
Look at it, you
know? Lots, like, the amount of characters on the show is insane.
Yeah.
We thought there was a lot of characters in the Fosters. Like, we've got more here, I feel like.
And that was what, like, you know, people I think were, even when I read the script, I was like, this is a lot going on. How's this going to edit? How's this going to come together? And it works. And it's like, you know, it's a testament to the editors and the writers to kind of weave the storylines.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I find every storyline really riveting in its own kind of particular way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like different flavors almost, which is really cool. And it's fun to see it all weaved and woven together, like with the cool editing that they do kind of like put into place in the show.
Absolutely.
We forgot one person.
Who?
Alice and Sumi.
I got some predictions for them.
You want to say them for predictions?
I got a prediction. I just want to be like, thank you, Alice. You finally understanding your worth. Come on. Just all I have to say. And then Sumi, you got your face cracked, but you kind of deserve it though, sweetie. So we're good. That's all I have to say.
Sumi's a mess, man.
You got your face cracked. just straight up. Like, okay. All right.
See? That's my brand. Sorry to tell you.
I just, every week we see Sumi just like, I think she knows what she's doing, and we see that she's also kind of
glutton for punishment.
She's yearning after Alice now while she's engaged. We see it. It's not just a friend thing anymore. She's hurt that Alice is talking to someone else, and she's remembering all the great times and everything that's, you know, this is just like old times, and Alice is like, this is not okay.
Something just rubs me really wrong about her. She just seems very, very selfish and taking advantage of the fact that Alice is so selfless. I don't know. I'm not a fan. I hope she proves me wrong and she changes, but haven't seen it so far.
Well, before we move on to predictions, if you guys want to win one of these paddles, we have every guest who's came in so far sign. We have five of them, right?
Yes.
Ooh.
We have five of them. And Ken, will you sign them?
What? Okay. I can't be the one.
Yeah, you can't be the one that doesn't.
So the paddle will have everyone's signature but Ken's.
Yeah, sorry.
The value just went up $300.
That's hilarious. Well, if you guys want to enter in to win one of these five signed paddles by the cast, all you have to do, it's very simple. So you go onto, if you're watching us on YouTube, comment 5-star emojis. And give us a review of what you love about the show, your predictions, what you want to see happen, everything like that, and you'll be entered in. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating, write in a comment and a review. And at the end of the season, which is coming up in
three weeks,
Shay is going to be picking five winners.
Five winners.
U.S. shipping only.
I'm entering. Yeah. So guys, maybe four winners entering other than me.
Yeah.
I'm entering, guys.
So basically, there's going to be two paddles left.
But after we all steal one.
I didn't see. I'm trying to give it to you guys. I am being selfless about it.
Sorry that I'm being the Sumi of this.
Yeah, come on, Taylor.
I do want to shout out somebody in the chat before we get to predictions real quick. The Mac 727. I never understood why lesbian and gay people disrespect bisexual people when we have to come out of the closet and worry about being disowned as well. And that's something we touched on in this episode. And I really, we see you, Mac 727. You're awesome. I know it hurts. I feel you. Because it is disrespectful.
And it is a problem in the LGBTQ community sometimes, which is really unfortunate.
And we're 50% of the LGBTQ. Bisexual people are 50% of that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and obviously in America, there's only 4% of us. So, of LGBTQ as a community. So the fact that we're 50%, that says a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone needs to support each other, whether, you know, no matter what letter you are, no matter if you're not in the LGBTQ community, all need to come together.
No judgment.
We all just want to get along and love each other. That's all we want. That's all, really, honestly.
And guys with beards.
Guys with beards.
Guys with beards.
Brandon.
And Brandon. We all want Brandon.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, that's a new sound effect.
I know, I like that one. It's quick. What is your prediction?
Well, the Mamas are back.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes, they come back next week.
Next week.
Ooh.
Also directed by Brawley. So,
a dream team.
I'm super excited because they're having their own drama with her campaign. So I think Mariana might be having put on her mom hat and try to get them to sit down and have a conversation. Like, because now you're the children for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Moms, you need to handle yourselves. Please right. do. I'm just here for that. I'm just ready for them both to be back and doing what they do. I'm super excited.
Yeah, since they're back, I hope we get progression of those relationships that we kind of saw start to form a couple episodes ago, like the Malika and Lena relationship and Dennis and Steph. Yes. I think could be really cool to see again. Maybe, you know, someone takes Alice under the wing. I don't know. I just love seeing them be moms to everyone in the Coterie because I think they still need some guidance every once in a while. And then you mentioned that you had some sides about Ben's family. So, like, I'm excited to learn more about that as well if we get to see that.
All in good time.
Absolutely.
I predict wine will be drank.
That's a safe prediction.
And people will hook up with each other.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
These are really out of the blue.
They're so crazy.
Big secrets.
We're gonna have to write a press release after this ASAP before any other network picks that up.
To whom makes out with who? You don't know.
Yeah. I guess my big prediction. I mean, we're gonna be seeing what happens with the case, with the Jamal Thompson case. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't even know what will happen. I know we're going to see more of it. And then also I do want to see Ben's love life. I think he deserves it. So I think, well, maybe he doesn't deserve it, but like he
thank you, I'll take it. I'm here. Okay. I'll be like, yes, of course.
I mean, maybe he doesn't deserve it, but I mean, I feel like that would help him maybe realize some stuff about himself. Also maybe not take himself too seriously outside of the workplace and learn to have fun and that it's not all about competition, that you can find someone that you have things in common with and blissfully love.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Can't be all work. Gotta have some play.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in. We will be back next week for Season 1, Episode 11. Ken, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. That was a lot of fun.
And where can everyone find you on social media?
At Mr. Ken Kirby. Across all thingamajigs good.
And Taylor, what other after shows do you do, and where can everyone find you?
Yes, so we have the One Day at a Time season finale coming up this Sunday at 8. We're having Sheridan Pearson, who plays Sid. It's going to be awesome. And you can find me on Twitter, @Alphaba_Ann, and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Sundays at 9 p.m. I'm doing Black Monday, and at 10 p.m. on Sundays, Now Apocalypse. If you want to see more Jamie taking a shirt off, it's a lot of that. There's a lot of millennial sexual things happening today. It's a lot, but I'm here for it.
A lot.
All right. That's awesome. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube @ Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I also do freeform Shadowhunters After Show here at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to get caught up in all things the Shadow World, make sure to tune in. Thank you again for coming in.
And glad to be here.
We will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.